Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's been a story for weeks now, a harrowing one for many people. We're talking about the flooding in the Midwest and central U.S. In parts of Iowa, Nebraska, Missouri, Kansas, further south and west, it's worse. The Arkansas River in Oklahoma has been cresting slowly. Luckily, levels aren't expected to get any higher, despite a forecast for more rain. Today, Vice President Mike Pence and his wife are in Tulsa to see the flood damage there and offer federal assistance to victims. In Missouri, Governor Mike Parsons had a look at the northeastern part of that state yesterday, acknowledging the historic nature of the flooding there.
Something has changed. We all know that these floods are happening more than what they have in the past. Now, it's been one of the wettest springs we've had here. Lots of things factor.
Well, Parsons' office says there have been reports of 28 levee breaches across the state, and there's still more further south in the state of Mississippi. Flooding is reaching historic proportions. In one part of the Mississippi Delta, hundreds of thousands of acres of farmland have been underwater since February. Let's land there because it's just awesome. Here and Now's Peter O'Dowd went down to take a look. He's in Vicksburg, Mississippi. Peter, you have been astonished in your calls to us. What are you seeing where you are?
Right now, I'm in downtown Vicksburg, Mississippi. I'm right on the banks of the river. Where I am now has been at flood level for 107 days. It hasn't been this bad since 1927. I went into a plane yesterday so I could get an aerial view. I could not only see the Mississippi spilling over its banks, but all of the tributaries that flow into the Mississippi are overspilling its banks, and that water just has absolutely nowhere to go. You know, the pilot flew me over this one spit of land that was dry, and there was a family of wild hogs living on that land since February. He says he's seen them there the whole time. They have nowhere to go. They're starving. But of course, Robin, more importantly, in this area, very, very much agricultural. Farms are underwater. Homes are underwater. Irrigation pivots, you know, that irrigate the crops are just standing in fields that now look like lakes. Of the 500,000 acres that are flooded in this part of the country, 220,000 acres are farmland. So these farmers are just in agony.
You spent yesterday with them. What did they tell you?
Well, it's miserable for them. And listen to what Victoria Darden has to go through every single day for the past 4 months. Her house is completely surrounded by water, and so she has to take a boat to get there. Oh, geez. Going through the bushes and the trees. Holy cow, this is what your life is like?
Yeah, we hit this tree every day, can't you tell?
Oh, my gosh.
And this is not the worst. Like, you're fixed to go through a tree, quite literally.
We literally just went through a forest on a boat to get to your house.
Yeah. Try having spiders fall down on you, and you're worried, are there snakes in the tree that'll fall? I mean, it's kind of like a jungle. You don't know what you're going to see.
Robin, can you imagine that?
No.
If that's our commute to work.
It's like Venice in Mississippi.
Yeah, but worse, because there's snakes.
Yeah, and this has got to be impacting their farming. I mean, you know, if farms are surrounded by water, can they grow anything?
Absolutely not. This is supposed to be a very busy time of year. Farmers could be putting in 90 hours of work every week, planting the soybeans, tending to the cotton, the corn. But Victoria's dad, Randy, is just sitting at home. He's watching TV as his farm equipment is literally rusting in the stagnant water. And I asked Randy what he's gotten planted this year. Here's what he said.
None. Zero.
None.
And I'm not going to be able to plant any because the water is going to be up. And when it recedes, it takes about 6 weeks for the land to dry out.
Have you ever had a year when you haven't planted a crop?
No.
How old are you?
73.
Have you penciled out the losses? Like how much you're going to lose this year?
Somewhere between $400,000 and
$500,000. Do you have crop insurance?
Yes.
And what percentage of that $400,000 or $500,000 will the crop insurance pay?
Probably about 60%.
You have people working for you?
I did, but I don't now.
That's the thing, right? You had employees that no longer have jobs.
That's correct.
You're losing $400,000 to $500,000 a year this year. How big of an impact do you think this has on the entire community? When I look around, all I see is farms.
It's unimaginable. Only later on this year and starting into next year will they realize how devastating this has been to us. The community thrives on nothing but agriculture.
Does it feel wrong to not be farming?
Not when I'm sitting here. It doesn't feel wrong. But when I leave from here and go north and see the other areas that have crops up and corn 6 and 7 foot tall and tossling, yes, it hurts my feelings to see that. When I know I should have my crops looking just like that.
Boy, Peter, I mean, you know, I'm thinking, again, that was Farmer Randy Darden, and I'm thinking one of the things that's happening here is that people are confusing the flooding. There's just been so much of it. This in Mississippi, unlike some of the other terrible but more acute flooding we're seeing, this has been going on for 4 months. And then there's the trade war with China. The delayed disaster relief bill, Congress finally approved it yesterday. What's the impact of that?
Well, I know people are happy here that disaster bill was finally passed, but as one farmer told me yesterday, the water has to go down, and the water has to drain, and the damage has to be assessed before they're able to put any claims in to the federal government for assistance. As for the tariffs, look, this is interesting. We've talked to farmers a lot over the last couple of months, and we're hearing the same thing here that we've heard before. This is Jeffrey Mitchell. We were standing in a field of his soybeans that he had just planted, and he has just about 200 acres of dry land out of 6,200 acres total. The rest are underwater. He says his losses are going to be in the millions, and the tariffs won't help.
If we can survive it, I think that, you know, maybe long term it'll be good, but it hurts bad right now. And, you know, and all through the Midwest and the Deep South, it's hurting everybody. And, you know, some of our inputs have gone up because of the tariffs. A lot of our chemicals and stuff are manufactured in China. But hopefully in the long run, the tariff stuff that the president's doing will help us out and give us a good market for our crop.
You're right. Jeffrey Mitchell there sounds like a lot of farmers we've spoken to who are hoping that in the long term, the president's tariffs, these taxes will be good for them, even though the price of soybeans has fallen 20% in the past year.
Yeah. He's willing to wait it out.
Yeah. Yeah. But Peter, 4 months, what's next? You know, why is this happening? And does anyone know when the water will finally go down?
Well, the issue is the area where I am now is called the Yazoo Backwater, and it's hemmed in on both sides by this system of levees. It's sort of like a bathtub, because the water on the Mississippi is so incredibly high and has been for so long, the Corps of Engineers has really been reluctant to open up this floodgate at the bottom of that bathtub that would allow the water to drain out into the Mississippi River. It's been closed for the most part for 4 months. Residents are livid because they say that a pumping project that would have helped drain out this land, it was vetoed by the EPA in 2008 over environmental concerns. Now, the farmers say without those pumps, this water isn't going to go anywhere. When I went up in the airplane and I flew over the river, I could see on the Louisiana side where there are pumps, the farms are completely bone dry. Hmm. On this side in Mississippi, they're wet because there's no way to get that water out of there. And so with the flooding that we're seeing north of here in the Mississippi, along the Arkansas and Missouri rivers that's coming downstream, some people say it won't be at least until July and maybe even August until the water goes away. So this season is 100% ruined for the farmers around here.
Mm. Well, here now is Peter O'Dowd in Vicksburg, Mississippi, after 4 months of flooding there. We're going to hear more from you, Peter, later this week. Looking forward to it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks, Robin.
And again, as Peter notes, it will be months before the high water goes down in Mississippi, and forecasters are predicting more heavy rains, flash flooding for parts of Louisiana, Mississippi, Arkansas tomorrow and Thursday. Meanwhile, as the Mississippi River threatens more levees, the Army Corps of Engineers says it might be forced to open the Morganza Spillway in Louisiana to give that water some place to go. And if those gates open, the floods will cover 25,000 acres of farmland.